Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
This has been on my heart to share, at least for 6 months. I actually wanted to share this because I've been thinking about it a lot. Even before I was in a relationship, I was thinking to myself, damn, what is love? And I think I was questioning it because I feel like a lot of us have experienced false love. And so our perception of what love is so warped, because someone will say, I love you, and then cheat on you. Or they'll say, I love you, and turn around and stab you in the back. Or they'll say, I love you, and smack you across the face. What then is love? I think a lot of people have abused the term love. A lot of people that don't know what love is have never experienced love, has then turned around and told you I love you, and have completely broken and shattered your heart to the point where you don't even believe love is possible. You don't even know what pure, genuine love is. And I feel like growing up, I didn't know what love was. I thought sex was love. I thought attention was love. I thought affection was love. I thought as long as this guy is looking at me, clearly there's some form of love. I had absolutely no clue of what love is. As I've gotten older and as I've got a connection with God, who is love, God is love, I feel like I'm more able to understand what love actually is. And I can't say that I completely arrived. And how many of us have heard the term pain is love? I'm so sorry, but love does not hurt you. If it hurts you, it is not love. If it abuses you, it is not love. If it uses you, it is not love. If it smacks you around the face, it is not love. If it makes you stay up crying all night, it isn't love. No matter how much they'll tell you or they say, I love you. I always hear people say, oh, you can cheat on someone that you love. I beg to differ. Granted, nobody's perfect, but let's not even for a second entertain the thought that a man can love you and still cheat on you. In that moment, is that man thinking about the tears that you're going to cry? No. Is that man thinking about your feelings being hurt, your trust being broken? At that time, that man is only thinking about one thing and one thing only, himself. And I think the love that we now experience and the love that we also give to other people is a selfish kind of love. We only love people that can do something for us. And I think the love that a lot of us have experienced or have been experiencing and also even giving to other people is a selfish kind of love. I love you for what you can do for me. I love you for how you make me feel. Do we actually even love people anymore? Like, no, genuinely love people for who they are, for who they are at their core? Or do we love, as Derek Jackson said, our consumption of them? Our love for people comes through glasses of selfishness. That's why when someone doesn't act or behave the way that we want them to, they are cancelled in our eyes, because it's all about me, me, me. It's all about I. When the real definition of love is all about you. The other. And to be honest, you can tell the difference between someone that loves you for who you are and someone that loves you for what you can do for them. And don't get me wrong, of course, part of loving is doing. Love is an action word. Do not get that confused. However, what happens when that person isn't doing anything anymore? Remember, I said we are human beings, not human doings. You should love someone just for who they are. You should love someone just because you love them. Like, I don't even think love needs an explanation. And it's like, we need a reason. We need a reason these days to love someone. Same way we need a reason to hate someone. When really and truly, we should love people because of who they are. We should love people because we see their value. We should love people because we see how valuable they are. Not to us, but to the world as a separate. I think it's really hard for people to love people separately from them, if that makes sense. And I guess you're probably asking, why is it so selfish to love someone for what you can do for them? And I think it's because it goes against everything that love actually is. And so what is love? What does it mean to love? What does it mean to love somebody? And now, of course, you know, I can't talk about love without talking about God. And even if you only respect Jesus as a teacher, I think the world can say that Jesus was the greatest teacher ever alive, period. But Jesus said when he was talking to his disciples, there's no greater love than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. That was the scripture that got me thinking about love. Jesus said, there is no greater love than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. What does that mean, therefore? That means love is sacrifice. To love means to sacrifice. And what are we sacrificing? Ourselves. We are laying down our need. And so many times it says in the Bible to put others' needs above your own. We do not do that these days. Come on, I'm guilty. I'm guilty. We do not do that these days. We do not do that these days. We put ourselves above every single thing on earth, even in heaven. We put ourselves above everything. And I know you guys are going to say, but what about self-love? Self-love is a form of self-respect. Self-love is fundamental. It's number one, okay? You can't love others correctly unless you love yourself, right? But then it does not stop at self-love. That self-love now needs to be translated onto other people, on how you treat other people, how you see other people. If you wouldn't want something done unto you, do not do it to others. And back to the subject of sacrifice, a lot of us do not sacrifice for anyone we love. We sacrifice the person we love. So when a man cheats on a woman, he's not sacrificing for her. He's sacrificing her for it. Sacrificing her for himself. You get it? When a man cheats on a woman, on his woman, on his wife, he in that moment is not loving his wife. He is not sacrificing for his wife. He is sacrificing his wife. Does that make sense? Is that clear? If love is sacrifice, in that moment, to not sacrifice is to choose selfishness. And ultimately, if you are not sacrificing, you are sacrificing someone else. That love that you are talking about, that love that you're thinking about, is not love. Stop calling it love. Please, guys, let's not confuse things. If a man cheats on you, he does not love you. If a man puts his hands on you, he does not love you. If a man will choose himself over you, I watched a video on the Shade Room, and there was a gunman going around, and this man was with his girlfriend, wasn't even his wife, his girlfriend, jumped on top of his woman and scurried her away to protect her. That, my friend, even without a ring, is love. And I guess that a man would have done the same thing if it was another woman that he wasn't in a relationship with. He would have done the same thing if it was his mother. He would have done the same thing if it was his sister. He would have done the same thing if it was a stranger. That, my friend, is love. That man was willing to risk his own life for the life of the one he loves. Men don't do that these days. Most men do not do that these days. So when they turn around and say, oh, I love you, it is not love. They love what you can do for them, and when you stop doing anything for them, they will dash you away because they do not love you. They love themselves. It's a form of selfishness to say that you love someone and then you stop loving them because they're not acting the way that you want them to act. That is not love. That is selfishness. Real love is all about the other person. The love that we throw around these days, you say you love people like you love chocolate. Oh my God, I love chocolate. In the same way, you'll say, oh my God, I love him. You do not love chocolate because it loves you back. You love chocolate for how it makes you feel. I mean, I'm on a no sugar diet for the whole month, so I don't even want to talk about chocolate. But you say I love people like you love objects. Oh my God, I love my car. I love my hair. I love my clothes. I love my house. I love my room. I love him. The love that you are talking about is a love that is based on how you feel. And I don't know who may be watching this video, but I want you guys to know that love does not cause you pain. Physical pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain, nothing like that. Love does not hurt you. If you're in an abusive relationship, I want you to know that that man may say he loves you, turn around and beat you, and then say he loves you and then turn around and beat you. My friend, that is not love. It is abuse. And every time he says I love you, you need to say in your mind, liar. And I think this is how we get messed up psychologically. We get so accustomed to abuse disguised as love. Many of us grew up in families whereby we wasn't shown love and care and attention. And because naturally, you know your parents are supposed to love you, whatever they give you, you're going to be like, okay, this is my definition of love. Most of us get our definition of love from our childhood, from our parents, from our upbringing. And if you had good, wholesome, healthy parents, you will know what love is. However, if you had evil, mean-spirited, unattentive parents, you will grow up thinking that that is what love is. Either mentally, physically, emotionally abusive. And it's no surprise why you grow up in your adult life and you are now in love with an abuser. And to you, that's love, because that's all the love that you've ever experienced in your life. And so I want to talk quickly about the difference between lust and love, because I feel like it's very important to mention, because a lot of what we have experienced is lust and not love, not genuine love. And back to what I'm saying about selfishness, lust in itself is selfish. Lust says, give me, give me, give me, take, 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 use, use, use. Love says, give, 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 have, have, have. And that love is reciprocated. Lust, on the other hand, says, take, take, take. And the moment you even try to take some for yourself, it's selfish. If you don't remember anything I said in this video, remember this. Lust is selfish. Love is selfless. So if you're in a relationship with someone, or you're dating someone, or you're just seeing someone and you notice that this person is all about themselves, is all about what they can get. If you're on a date with them and they're only talking about themselves continuously, if they don't ever ask you how are you doing, but they only want to talk about how they're doing and how they're feeling, if they are so easy and so quick to get you into bed before they actually know you and know your soul, it's not love, it's lust. If you only like someone based on what they look like, it's lust. If you only want to be with someone based on how they make you look in public, it's lust. And a lot of things that we do nowadays is not for the other person, it's to be seen by other people, which is also a form of selfishness. It's all about you. And when I say selfishness, I mean it's all about you. First thing in your mind is you. When you love someone, first thing in your mind is them. And it's so hard to talk about love and talk about giving, because when you talk about giving, you think it's linked to abuse, because every time you've given to someone, you've never received anything back. It's because it was never love. It was lust. This is what you need to get into your head. Love gives. In love, you don't have to worry about giving, 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 because lust is a bottomless pit. You can never give enough to lust for it to be satisfied. You can never give enough to lust to be satisfied. It's like, okay, I'm being nice to him. I'm doing this for him. I'm cleaning. I'm putting his feelings about my own, and you're dumping and you're giving and you're giving and you're giving, and it just never seems to be enough. It's because the ground is open. It's not like soil where you can actually sow seeds and they grow. No, it's a ground that's open. So you keep pouring your love, you keep giving and giving and giving and giving and giving, to the point where you are now burnt out and you say, oh, I will never love again. That was not love. Love in itself is reciprocal. And like I said, love is a soil. You keep putting seeds, you keep putting seeds, you keep putting seeds, you keep putting seeds, and one day that love will grow into a beautiful mustard tree. It will grow into something absolutely beautiful, and it will be something that you can go and pick its fruit. You will be able to be satisfied by that love because you've actually sowed the seeds. That's why when I talk about giving and selflessness, we get scared because we feel like if we're gonna give, there's not gonna be enough for us. And that's not true. Real love gives you back. Like, my partner does not expect anything from me. And I can say this is the first relationship where I feel like this person doesn't expect anything from me. He just loves me. And because I know that, I want to give. Because I know that, I want to be generous. I want to think about him. I want to go and do things for him just out of the box, because I know he doesn't expect it from me. And because he's so busy loving me, I don't need to worry about it. Every expression of my love is up to me. I don't feel obligated. When you're in love with someone, when you're in genuine love, it's such a beautiful give and take and give and take. If I get to a point where I feel like my boyfriend's doing too much for me, or he's done too much for me, I can't. Like, I have to be like, okay, I have to do something. Like, just anything. Pay for something. Like, I don't know. To show my gratitude, I have to now do something. Not because I'm obligated to, but because I'm so grateful. Because I'm grateful for the love that I've received. And when you love the right man, when you love a man that knows how to love, it's going to be so beautiful. It's going to be so beautiful. You can love the idea of someone, but not actually love the actual person, right? When you actually love a person, you see every flaw. You see everything that is annoying. You see everything that you don't particularly like, but you look past it. Lust, on the other hand, sees every single thing that they don't like in a person and says, forget this shit. Forget this. I am more in love with myself, and I am not willing or able to give anything to anybody because I love myself. And a lot of you ladies have been in relationships with guys who are completely selfish. You will know a selfish person from how you feel. If you're constantly feeling drained, if you're constantly feeling like your love is not being reciprocated, you are with a selfish person, and you should be able to see someone that is genuinely selfless in a dating period. You don't have to get in a relationship with someone to see it. If you've been with me a long time, you'll know I say the same thing all the time. How does he treat other people? Because that's when you'll see if this person is genuinely a loving person, okay? Not just how they treat you, because they can create a facade for a little while with you. However, how do they treat people that can't do anything for them? That is how you know if someone genuinely loves you. And you will know if you are in a lust situation, if you are constantly giving and the person is never satisfied and you are never fulfilled. You never feel fulfilled. Your love tank is empty, like empty, empty. And obviously, like, I can talk about like the love languages and how different people express and receive love, which I'm probably not gonna talk about. You guys can research that for yourself. It's really important to know how your partner gives love. But love is sacrifice and love is service. You cannot say you love someone and not be willing to give up yourself for them. Jesus said this, the author of love said this, there is no greater love than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. That is saying, I will take your place. I love you so much, I will die in your place. I'll take the bullet for you so that you can live and enjoy your life. And I know some of you are probably sounding, this is probably sounding very familiar. Yes, it's exactly what Jesus done for us. It's exactly what Jesus did for us. He laid down his life so that we could live. And so I want to quickly talk about real love in real relationships, because your partner is not going to be perfect, okay? There's going to be times when unintentionally they do something that hurts you. And the difference between someone that loves you and that doesn't is that anytime they hurt you, it will actually hurt them. The sign that this person generally is sorry is that there'll be a readiness to apologize. There'll be a readiness to reconcile. This person did not mean it. And even though you're feeling the way that you're feeling, this person genuinely loves you. So they're not going to want to have you feeling hurt for a long time. I'm talking about real, genuine, authentic love. That person's not going to want you to stay sad for a long time. Your sadness is going to make them sad. You hurting hurts them. That's what love is. And of course, there's going to be moments when you're going to be sad or you're going to feel like you've been hurt, but real love will make it okay fast. Real, genuine, authentic, beautiful, wonderful, delightful, perfect love is uncontainable, undeniable. It casts out fear. There's no concern. There's no doubt. It's overbearing. Like, real love is overbearing. And when you experience it, there's going to be no doubt in your mind that this is what love is. Love believes the best in you. Love is kind. Love is gentle. Love keeps no records of wrongs. And many of us have not experienced love. So when people ask you, have you been in love before? To say, I thought I did, but no, because I've never experienced love that Brini's talking about in this video. Love will love you, flaws and all, warts and all. Love will encourage you, support you to change. Love will not force itself on you to change you. The fact that you are being loved makes you want to change. That is just it. I pray for all of you that you all experience a love so deep. When I was thinking about this video as well, I remember encountering God's love and his forgiveness, and that for me changed my entire life. It changed my life. I tell you, it definitely changed my life. Like, I was just like, wow, God, you've known me from the moment I was conceived, and you've protected me and you've kept me and you love me so freaking much that I can only cry, because I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of your love, God, but you still give it. And I pray that you will all experience a love so deep the ocean will be jealous. Like, that used to be my favorite quote before Khloe Kardashian stole it and just kept saying it over and over. I pray you guys all experience a love so deep that the ocean will be jealous. And yeah, love is beautiful, man. Love is wonderful, okay? So hold out for that love. Don't settle for anything below that. If a man says he loves you, he's gonna prove it, and you're gonna know it. If it doesn't feel like love to you, then it's not love, okay? You know what it is. We're all born of an innate knowing what love is. So if you are experiencing love and it doesn't feel like love and you're having to question it, it is not love. So get out. Get out and wait for the love that is actually going to be beautiful. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.